veterans have told the Veterans Affairs Secretary.
They got their injury, they became depressed, some even thought about taking their own lives, and adaptive sports have given them their lives back.
Robert McDonald kicked off the week-long National Veterans Wheelchair Games, the first ever in Salt Lake City. McDonald says veterans love to teach young children.
Whatever may be perceived as a disability is not a disability, that they can rise above that. So what you'll see here also is some young children who are in wheelchairs as well.
More than 625 veterans will compete in basketball, boccia, and bobsledding, among other wheelchair events. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.